Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you lot are all doing well. Now, today I've got for you one of the craziest posts I've ever seen on r/prorevenge. To give you a cheeky little preview, this woman got so badly treated that she resorted to putting this person on the news, ruining her entire life. It's absolutely insane. Just stay tuned and let's get straight into the story. Oh, and just quickly, if you are new to my channel, consider hitting the subscribe button. We are closing in on 600,000 subscribers. Help destroy my trust in humanity. I put you on the news. Once upon a time, I, almost a 49-year-old female, had an extremely close friend, Mindy. Heck, she was not just my friend, she was like a sister. We met in grade school. She pursued my friendship, always tried to sit next to me, always wanting to talk. Over the years, we would spend lots of time at each other's houses, but by the time we were 19, my house was our meeting place because she had extremely bad family trouble. My parents kind of informally took her in because they sympathized with her situation. I always tried to make her feel like she belonged and avoided luxurious stuff if she could not afford it. Expensive shows, nice clothes she might like but could not wear, etc. Other times, I just gave her some stuff from my closet. She was nice, outspoken, and made me feel like I had the most loyal friend on the planet. The years go by. I'm fresh out of college and got a nice job. Mindy's life has improved. She had her own place and a 9-to-5, very reliable job. By then, we had a group of friends, all young professionals trying to make our way. I remember that time in my life as bittersweet. We would often reminisce of our college days, and because this happened in the 90s, there were no social networks, no texting. If you wanted to get in touch, you had to exchange phone numbers or emails. Now it's fairly easier. So exchanging old stories glued us together as we wondered how things worked out for friends we may never see again. Gatherings and get-togethers happened in my apartments. I love that place. It was spacious, still half empty because I was careful not to throw too much money into decoration. Around those days, Mindy began to look sickly and quite not herself. I was worried and loved her to death. She had been there for me, especially when my fiancé broke up with me for no reason. I guess we now call it ghosting. He was the first man I ever truly loved. I was never able to get him to express his love like I did, but I accepted him for who he was. He had some cold stages, which left me wanting, but I thought I could manage. Basically, I was settling for being breadcrumbed. He was gorgeous, successful, and protective. So, when he proposed, I was on cloud 9 and decided to ignore the negatives. I'd saved a lot of money for our wedding. To be fair, he did the same in a separate banking account. Things came to an end when, all of a sudden, he broke up with me. He told me he did not want to get married and did not love me, nor wanted any type of relationship. He let me keep the money from our joint accounts, plus some of his things at the apartment. A workout bench, clothing, pretty much everything. This had a bad effect on me. I felt like he despised me and wanted to cut ties no matter the cost. Invitations had not been issued, so calling off the engagements was not such an ordeal. Mindy was there for me, listening to my pain, my rants, and endless sobbing. I lost so much weight, I was embarrassed to be seen out on the street. She had a boyfriend, George, and he was awesome about letting me crash at their place whenever anguish and pain hit me hard. They both cut ties with my ex. I had made so many life-altering decisions for him, only to be left in the dark. Mindy and George sat me down and disclosed that my ex was seeing someone else. I remember the shock and emotional pain. My heart was racing and I ran to the bathroom because the bad news made me throw up. I never understood how my ex treated me like that. Those Christmases were so bad. I would sit in my living room staring at the wall. Mindy and George helped me set up a very 90s posh concept Xmas tree to cheer me up. Only white lights, a few golden ornaments, and a natural pine. I was so depressed, the tree stayed up until next spring. By summer, Mindy broke some devastating news. She was terminally ill. I was so angry. She didn't deserve this. Her diagnosis was grim. So bad that George proposed earlier than he had planned because he wanted to live in the moment. She had always dreamed of a huge wedding. It was her obsession. We would go into bridal shops and try as many dresses as possible when we were teenagers. The wedding of her dreams was now out of the question. Her family would not pitch in. She'd left their home on very bad terms. And George could not pay it on his own. George was now barely out of medical school and up to his neck in debt. I decided to pay for her wedding. It would be a small event, but I would make sure the decorations and her dress were as dreamy as she had always wanted. I still had the money I had saved for.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My wedding, and as financially risky or stupid as it may have sounded back then, I was sure those final days with Mindy would be worth gold when she was gone. Her illness made me realize there are worse things in this life other than being unceremoniously dumped by my ex. I threw myself into it. I was also happy and hopeful, as Mindy was able to go to her chemo sessions by herself without becoming too sick. She also looked much better than other patients. Our group of friends also helped her a lot. There was not a day when someone would not bring her groceries or help pay for a random utility bill as she was now out of work. I had initially offered to help her set up a better health insurance plan, but she declined. Pay attention to this, more on this later. So I decided not to intrude and give her the fairy tale wedding, or as close to it that I could, that she wanted. She had picked a nice rental dress and tiara. The florist was to accommodate her taste and create an indoor garden. The venue would be my apartment. The baker had been retained for a 6-tier wedding cake. There would be 35 people, with tables, an aisle, and a musician to play some music. We could not do the loud disc jockey thing. Now, back to the insurance issue. My first job was as a junior sales executive for a health insurance company. There was a legal dispute against another insurer, and I was called in by the court to be a witness. As I was getting cleared to enter the building, I saw my ex. My stomach churned. I immediately thought courtroom wedding. By the time I reached the elevator, he had already vanished. That messed up my day. I relived the lack of closure all over again. I could not let it go. I contacted a good friend who I knew was doing her law internship at the court district. She helped me by checking any legal records regarding my ex. No court wedding. I was relieved. I know it sounds silly, but there was a fraud claim and he was the plaintiff. I didn't make much of it, but it was strange. He was very smart, and getting screwed out of his money sounded too uncharacteristic. I still wanted to help Mindy and try to set her up with a good insurance plan. I knew it was difficult given that companies treat terminal patients as money dumping risks. I pleaded with my old boss and he searched her name, but she was not in the company database. Maybe she was using a different insurer, but that was odd because she clearly told me what her insurance company was. I felt guilty because I was kind of snooping. Things were normal for a month until my friend at the courthouse broke some disgusting news. The defendant in my ex's lawsuit was my best friend, Mindy. She asked me if I knew anything about it. I had no idea or clue. She then disclosed that the case had become popular gossip among courtroom clerks because my ex had fallen for a complicated Cupid scam. As it turned out, Mindy and my ex had an illicit love affair behind George's back and mine. It spanned a full year, and she was not out of work. She had been fired for embezzlement and larceny, stealing from an employer. I did not know that she kept moving apartments, but I thought she had been trying to save on rent, so she had kept looking for cheaper and cheaper places. She moved around towns in the same city. First, she took my ex's money for some investments, and she used her former employer's credibility for it. I never got too many details. Then she got him to help her with medical bills and scammed him out of close to $20,000. Her illness was fake. I avoided her for a week. I hired a private investigator to help me get whatever I could, without much hope as their affair had ended. The PI managed to help me get some closure. His name was on her lease for a small studio. Everyone in the building thought they were a couple. It was their love nest and it was 2 hours away. I never suspected anything, but apparently he had been lying to me about his actual working hours. He had also helped cover for her car payments at least 6 times in a year. She had my ex as her sugar daddy. She had seen me cry, puke, curl on my bed, and had broken the news that he had someone else, herself. My ex seemed salty over the fact that she had chosen to stick with George. It was simple math. My ex was very successful, but George, although not wealthy yet, had become a physician and was spoken for to start a small practice with a potential partner. She upped and left and cheated him out of money along the way. Apparently, my ex figured out she had been lying about her condition. The disgust, pain, and disappointment hit me fairly hard. But somehow, I had so heavily invested myself in helping her that I'd emptied myself of any potential nerve-wracking reaction. I was numb. I went straight to all the wedding vendors and cancelled before it was too late to get my money back. I defunded her wedding. No cake, no dress, and no veil. I sat down with George on a Friday afternoon and offered him all evidence and proof. He cried, but at the end admitted to feeling painfully relieved. Yes, he loved her, but he had felt pressured to get married. He confessed to many red flags. She always went to her medical appointments by herself and became irritated if he asked too many questions. She had shown him some test results that were incredibly well crafted, but now knowing what she had done, he thought the medical documents could be fake. He confirmed that the sneaky way, having his nurse ex-roommate run her name in the computer at where she claimed to be her doctor's office. It was logical on her part, as back then, a fairly small town had only one oncologist. We also suspected that she may have been having a new affair, as she spent more and more weekends with her all-girls church camping group. She claimed it was her sanctuary and helped her a lot. It may have been a front. George and I accepted the fact that we had been cheated, taken advantage of, and emotionally destroyed by the same person. I personally felt a loss of innocence. Now I understood why she wanted to keep her wedding thing almost a secret. It may have been possible that making it public may have blown her cover, one way or the other. George and I decided to do what was right. I paid for a video tribute to my loyal friend and decided to send it to the local news as the heartwarming story of love and healing. It featured her and George's apartment compound on purpose, so that everyone wanting to serve her court papers could find her. I did not want to see her, and I made up excuses, but George had a hard time feigning happiness once she had returned from her camping trip. It was an agonizing week. The news weren't showing our positive note yet, and we were sick with the waiting. It all blew up on Tuesday morning. The news channel enthusiastically showcased our story with a collage and lots of information about her, and how she was about to get married, and how she had almost already beaten cancer. Dozens of ill-spoken haters popped from out of nowhere. As it turns out, this had been her second illness story. I never knew someone so close to me could lead such a scummy double life. My ex went straight to the channel and was interviewed. Oh man, it was pathetic. He poured his heart out about how crazy in love he had been and how she had only used him. I think by then he did not care if all our friends and families found out what he had done. George confronted her with all the information. She denied it, then said it was a lapse of bad judgment. She moved out without too much drama. It took George over a decade to forgive himself for allowing someone to make him look so stupid as a person and as a physician. She left me some voicemails with lots of excuses. I picked the phone up only once and told her I had defunded and pulverized her wedding, and that it was me who told George what was going on. I used a leveled voice to tell her to never call me again unless she wanted to find out how far I would go to see her pay for her unlawful actions. I cried immediately after I hung up. It was so surreal. George and I slowly found normality, but it took some time. He dated a couple of girls here and there, but was not ready. I myself became shut down. She avoided jail, I don't know how, even when our mutual friends filed petty claims for all the money they invested buying her stuff, while she carried on her false pretenses. Eventually, I used the wedding money to partner with George, and we opened a small clinic. Best decision ever. Over the years, George and I became best friends and grew closer. We got married some years ago and are proud parents to a happy family. Wow, that is absolutely incredible. Fun fact, I got a Facebook message from her 7 years ago. She began very sweetly, but then proceeded to blame me and accuse me of stealing her man and her life. I blocked her. Fun fact 2, I ran into my ex in 2001. He apologized profusely. I accepted his apology and told him it's all worked out, as I now have a life with someone who truly deserves me. Back then, George and I had begun dating. And fun fact 3, Mindy avoided doing time for her deeds back then, but was prosecuted for setting up crowdfunding for a fake cause and stealing from an elderly person. Yeah, so when I said this story was insane in the intro, I hope you guys now all understand why. That was absolutely mad. Oh, I just cannot believe that. I assume then that she had been feeding you all lies from the very beginning of your relationship together. That is crazy how someone can be that toxic and that manipulative to maintain that sort of life, that double, triple, even quadruple life for that many years, ruining so many people's lives in the process. Just how do you do that? How do you sleep at night doing that sort of stuff? It's mad. Seriously though, it sounds like Mindy should probably run for office. She checks all the right boxes to be the best president of all time. But I'm only joking. Yeah, just again, what a horrible person. The way that it's clearly affected you, George, your ex even, to say all that information publicly, not even caring anymore, and I assume loads of other people, it's just a horrible, horrible story. But the most amazing thing about it is that you and George are now happily married. I did not see that coming, but that is crazy, and I hope you two together can form a strong relationship and get over that hardship that you had at Mindy's hands. Guys, if you have watched through this entire story, I firstly got to say a massive thank you to you. It's insane, an insane story, and thank you for watching the whole video. It does mean a lot to me. And secondly, if you are new around here, make sure you are subscribed to my channel if you want more stories like this one. I post right here every day, so yeah, if you want more Reddit content, you know where the button is, and turn notifications on if you want even more. With that all being said, that is going to do it for this video. I really hope you have enjoyed it, and if you want more pro revenge stories right away, I've left the playlist up on screen as well for you to enjoy. Go ahead, click it, watch all my videos, and yeah, I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new one right here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.